Okay, Rabbi, so we're returning to the sugya of bitachon and hishtadlus, which is very, very much lemaisa, and we're going to work hard at trying to not only to understand this, but in Hashem to change our lives with this way of understanding. Baruch Hashem, I was zeichet to be in Eretz Yisrael last week, and for the first time I met the mechaber of the sefer, Tadal Chaim, this tzaddik, Rabbi Chaim Cohen, and now when I'm learning, I'm able to see him in front of me, and we'll talk about that at a different time. It's something remarkable that's going on over there in this little kollel, this little base medrash next to the falafel stand on Rechov Ben Gurion and Schenken over there in Givatayim. What we're learning the sugya of Yaakov Avinu, Yosef HaTzadik. Yaakov Avinu va'ato amarta heitiv eitiv imach v'santi zaracha. Yaakov Avinu had a promise from Hashem. And when we read the simple psukim, the pshat and psukim, it seems that despite the promise, he was afraid and he asked, Hatzileni no miyad achi miyad Esav, ki yorei anoichi oisai, that he was afraid of Esav. And we learned the Mahalach of the Barbanel, that it's clear that of course Yaakov Avinu trusted completely in Hashem. So what is the meaning of Vayira Yaakov? That's what we were talking about 2 weeks ago. The Vayira Yaakov, that itself was part of the Avaida of Yaakov, to bring himself into that place of feeling all of the danger, all of the pachad, and all of the uncertainty, and turning his heart completely to Hashem. So let's continue. We're on page Tavkuf Lamed Ches, where it says, Ein Havtocha L'Tzadikim Ba'olam Hazeh. That's the name of this parak of the Maimer. We're going from the easier, more pshat way of understanding, and mit Hashem, over the next few weeks, we're going to be going to the oimik, the depths of the whole sugya of bitachon and hishtadlus. Mitarch dvarim elu, nuchal levar b'derech shayne b'mikzas es divrei chachamim she'amru shema yigrim achait. Now, we learned from Chazal that Yaakov Avinu was worried because perhaps from the time that he was given the promise by Hashem, perhaps he was no longer as worthy as he used to be. And even if he's still worthy, what guarantee is there for the future? There's always this fear of Shema Yigra Machait. Maybe I will not behave in a way that will make me worthy of that old promise. V'ha'inu shebemes afa pisha bevada yishvoa so shalakadosh baruch hu kayemes la'ad. Now the simple pshat in this fear of Shema Yigra Machait is that certainly the tzaddik believes in the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no question. Afa pisha bevada yishvoa so HaKadosh Baruch Hu kayemes la'ad. Penitzevus believes shum pikpuk, and there's no question or doubt about Hashem's promise. Ein vados zut tzvicha la'akev v'sa'odem lifol ba'atzmei gamkein. Despite the fact that in some way, however it will be, Hashem's word will be kept, that guarantee of the eventual fulfillment of the promise is not ma'akev the person, does not hold the person back from pushing himself to the limit, from being poil on his own, to do whatever he's able to do. V'sharish en imun apakach. The sharish is this. Shetikun ha'olam oyla hein mila'ela me'ashgachas Hashem upu'ulasai ve'hein milasata. The tikun of this world can only take place, and the way Hashem Zbach set it up, is that the tikkun of the world can only take place by a shutvus, by a joint effort, so to speak, hein mi le'ela, from above, hein mi le'ela, mi'ashgochas Hashem upu'ulasai, vehein mi le'sata, and mi le'sata mi'ha'odom umipu'ulaisav, and man, and all of man's efforts in his avaida in this world. We see this lamaisa, this is something we talk about a lot, but it's not the time for it, just to mention that the din of Parshas Yisro, of last week's Parsha, that's milamala lamata, that is Hashem Baruch's investment in creation. That Vayered Hashem al Hasinai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to give us the Torah. That's the Mila Eila. That's the Or of Hashem from above. Then suddenly we're in Parshas Mishpatim, where the whole inyan of Parshas Mishpatim is really Milamata Lamala. It's really especially all the inyanim of Benom L'Chaveray, and all of the dinim in Parshas Mishpatim. In Parshas Mishpatim that require us to make that effort in our Avodas Hashem. So the whole inyan of Parshas Mishpatim is really milamata lamala. It's really mihaodam umupu ulaysav. And it's interesting that at the end of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah returns to the story of Maimon HaSinai, to Na'aseh V'Nishma and so on. It returns to the story of Maimon HaSinai. To emphasize that the tikkun must take place in this way, by the combination of Parshas Yisro and Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Yisro, which symbolizes that which is Mila Eilah from above, and Parshas Mishpatim, which goes into all the Prote-Protim, to all of the Prote-Protim of life in this world, an Eved Ivri, and people being in business and stealing and killing, all of the inyanim of this world. The tikkun comes from those two, from Hashem Yisbarach coming down into our world, and from us rising up to Hashem's world. So the Chalban continues, and he says, "V'hine imshuas Hashem la'adam tigrim lishko b'shanonas u'b'chayis amaz." If the fact that Hashem has made an oath, if the fact that Hashem has made a promise, will cause the person lishko b'shanonas u'b'chayis amaz to relax and to become inactive, to become passive, because he's relying upon that promise of Hashem. Because he trusts in Hashem. That's bechlal, not the point. That's not good. The tachlis is that each and every one of us has to be a shutif, a partner with Hashem. And each shutif does the best he can likidum. Our job is, through all of our hishtadlus, we're somehow able to bring the Yeshua even earlier, and to bring the Geula, to bring Hatzlacha, to bring that light of the promise, the Haftach of Hashem, to bring it into our lives, into the whole world, as early as possible, even before the designated time. Shekol muhus ha'olam hi shutfus ben Yisrael avim shebishamayim. The whole muhus of the world, the whole muhus of creation, is this shutfus, is the shutfus between Hashem Yisbarach, between Hashem Yisbarach and men. That's the whole bria. Echad Elokeinu shebishamayim uva'aretz. Echad Elokeinu shebishamayim, that's the Baruch Shalom's inyan, uva'aretz is our inyan, to bring Elokus into this world. And that's the shutfus between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Yisrael. L'chein, therefore also, shahaneichichus ha'elokis, therefore it's forbidden that the neichichus ha'elokis, that nearness to God, or the presence of God, or the promise of God, tigraim ledildul ha'asiha anoishis, that should cause a weakening of or some sort of a passiveness in our lives here down below in this world. And the Baruch Shalom wanted each and every one of us to take responsibility and to be piled with all of our strength in this world. At the same time, knowing that there's really, really bemis, there's nothing that's possible without a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'umakaven eisanu, v'oisa umashpia milamala. And a Kadosh Baruch Hu is constantly directing things, and is mashpia from above. V'ini kidei shehodam yuchalufal b'tzuvah shleim emaleya. In order that a person should be able to become completely invested in what he's doing in this world, Hutzarach ladamas benafshei, he has to imagine. Shekiv yochel hakol toli by b'maisav, kilu, everything depends on him. I've mentioned many times over the years, they say this from different tzaddikim. I heard it first from the Kotzker, they say from the Rishner also, that somebody once asked that tzaddik, if every single thing in the world can be used to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then how does one use kfira? How does one use the denial of Hashem to serve Hashem? How does one use atheism and avodas Hashem? So the tzaddik said that when somebody comes to your door, and a poor person comes to your door, and he's desperately in need of help, so at that moment, you don't say that Eibushes will help and that Hashem will help you. And even in your mind, you don't go to that place of let Hashem take care of this Jew. At that moment, the tzaddik said, you have to see that metzias kilu chalilu, there is nothing. There's only you. Kilu, there's no one else, only you. So, in order that a person, what the Chalban is explaining is, in order that a person be able to carry out his part in the tikkun of this world, he has to imagine something which isn't true. He has to imagine it's kilu, there's nothing else, it's only him. Everything is totally on him. Because if he's going to rely upon Hashem, then that's going to cause him to be neglectful in what he has to take care of. A person must feel the weight on his shoulders of the achrayus mlei ushleim, of complete and total responsibility. And he has to behave and conduct himself in such a way, kilu ein haftocha kivyochol, kilu a promise was never made. The zayis kadesha pu'ula say tia shleima umaleya, and only then will the person's pu'ula be in a state of shleimus. Look, everybody knows that even lahavdol elof alfei infinite havdolos, the closest we can come to understanding this just an emotional with parents and children, and you and I know. And we've experienced this both as children and as parents, that when the child is dependent upon the parent, then that paralyzes him when it comes to giving of himself entirely to whatever it is in life that he's supposed to be focused on. And it's a very, very hard balancing act. So it's important for the child, on the one hand, to know that his parents are there, to know that his parents love him, to know that his parents ultimately will help him in any way that they can, but at the same time, moment to moment, for him to get up and take achrayus for his own life, ki'ilu, there's no one else there, ki'ilu, the parents the kibbutz parents are chas v'shalom not there, or they don't care, which isn't the truth. They're there, and they're watching, and they care, and they would in a moment swoop in to rescue the son. But oy vavay for the child who grows up and is never able to outgrow that sense of security that my mommy and daddy are here for me at every moment. So it's very, very hard. But that's what it means to grow up. On the one hand, to believe in the love of your parents, to believe in the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in their promises and in his promises. And at the same time, to rely on oneself and to give oneself completely over to the truth. There's no haftacha. That's really the mahalach of the Barbanel. That's what we're learning. And only then will everything that he does be in a state of shleimus. Only then will things be in a state of shleimus. But as long as mommy, daddy, and Kadosh Baruch Hu are there to clean up the mess after you, and to do this, and to put the finishing touch on that, nothing is going to be b'shleimus. Now this, of course, raises the question of all questions. And there isn't any one of us who hasn't, at some point in life, lost some sleep over it. The issue of Yediyah and Bechira, which the Mekubalim do address in a very, very deep way, the Ramak, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nosson, the other tzaddikim. The Rambam chose a different path. What we're learning now, the roots of what we're learning go very, very, very deep. The whole Torah is filled with contradictions regarding this issue that we're discussing. The most famous example is Sheilas Hayidiyah V'Abechira, is the question of God's knowledge and man's free choice. Mitzad Echad On Yodim Shashem Yedeh HaKol Miraish. On the one hand, we know that Hashem knows everything before. Hashem knows exactly what we're going to decide. He knows what all the outcomes of our actions are going to be, and so on. Hashem Yedeh HaKol Miraish. Lefi Zeh Hashem Yedeh Ma Yaseh Ha'adam Oid Lefnei Shu Oisezais. Therefore, Hashem knows what the person is going to do before he does it. Lefi Zeh From that perspective of Yediyas Hashem, of God knowing what our choices will be, we can't choose anything else other than what God knows the choice will be. So we don't have free choice. Because before we do anything, God already knows what we're going to do. Therefore, it's impossible for us to do anything other than what God knows we will do. Vim chalila, Adam yagid shashem, ani de mirayish. And if any one of us, for God forbid, say that Hashem does not know all that's going to take place in the future, how you chalila magbilas Hashem's brachas shalom, by saying such a thing, He is, God forbid, limiting. He's being magbil as Hashem's baruch hasa shalom. He's diminishing the or ein sof baruch hu, the infinite light of God. Shenoisen kotze v'sof ladaito. He would be in effect saying that Hashem's knowledge is limited to the past and the present, not the future. L'chein hamuna be'ein sofiyus of ishlamus baruch hu. Therefore, our belief in the infinite and the shlemus of Hashem, the infinitude and Shleimus of Hashem, who mechayev is loymas shul yidei hakol miroish. That's mechayev us, that obligates us, it requires us to believe that God knows everything in advance. Mitzad sheni, on the other hand, yisoid kol haTorah kula hu habechira chavshis. On the other hand, the foundation of all of Yiddishkeit and all of our avoid in this world is what? Bechira chavshis, free choice. Halei believe bechira chavshis ein la'odem achrayas amayisav. Without choice, man has no responsibility and can't be either rewarded or punished for carrying out or failing to carry out or going against the Torah. Vein mashmos letzivu ilamitzvah. Without free choice, there's no meaning to a commandment, to being commanded. Commandment means that you have a choice to obey or to disobey it. Vein mashmos l'schava einish numimela. There would be no meaning to reward and punishment. Kol haTorah miyusedes al kach. Therefore, all of Yiddishkeit is based upon this ikur and emuna sheyesh l'adam bechira. The man does have free choice. L'chein gam achrayis l'maisev. And if a person has free choice, mimela, the consequence of that is that he's responsible for everything that he does. And if he does something wrong, he deserves to be punished. And if he does something right, he deserves to be rewarded. So what comes out from this is that our belief in this basic ikka of bechira, of free choice, is soyser, is amunas idea. This soyser seems to contradict the ikka of belief in Hashem's infinite power, in His knowing all that was, is, and will be. V'davar zeh amayk ma'od k'yadu midivrei HaRambam. This is a very deep inyan, as we know from the Rambam. V'hine li'lis yachas l'sugya amukazu. Without going deeper into this sugya, shel she'elas hayidiya v'habechira, this question of God knowing and man having choice, v'vaday naimer shebishal shehadam nigash l'maisav, we have to say that when it comes for a person to do something, hu tzarech lahargish she'yesh lo bechira chavshis muchlatas. Our achrayis is to know that when we have to do something, or when we have to refrain from doing something, that it's completely a matter of our personal bechira chavshis, of choice. Kilu kivyochel ein yediyah elokis miraish. And as far as how we feel when we need to do something or we need to not do something, the feeling has to be kilu Hashem does not know what we're going to do. There's no big daddy watching on this side and controlling everything. At that moment, the person has to feel all there is my choice, my decision. That's all. And through that thought, that everything is ein hadavar toloi ela bi, that this depends entirely on me, the person will feel the full weight of the achrayas, of responsibility, and he will conduct himself in the best way. Va'also shemunas hayidia, and therefore it's completely forbidden that our belief in Hashem's knowing the future, tashpia chalila al ma'ase adam, it's forbidden for that to have any influence over what we do, or what we decide. Because that would destroy the whole feeling that one has of achrayis. Laheres gadol shel haachrayis shel haadam shel bechiras shel hatayva. and it will immobilize us completely when it comes to making choices. This, of course, is a great wonder. It's a great mystery. Malkut HaMaran, Rabbi Nachman speaks of this as the great question that comes from what's known in Kabbalah as the Cholul HaPonui, that empty space from the time of the Tzimtzum of Hashem's constricting his infinite self, his infinite light. The main question, the mystery that arises from the what appears to be the empty space, the vacuum of godlessness, chalila, that cholol chalila that appears to be godless, is this paradox of God knowing and man choosing. This is the Pelagodl. When he calls also Pelagodl, Shneve Migdulosam Gdushosam Shalhatari of Yisrael. And this great wonder, Davke, comes from the greatness and the Kedusha of the Torah and of Am Yisrael. Shanu Chaim Umulchadim Imchinais Adirais. That we, Am Yisrael, are bound to a great, great, remarkable system, a reality. Shaklapechutz nirais soisu zuzu. That we are part of b'chinais that appear to be, at least klapechutz, that as far as our perspective is concerned, we experience, we see these as these bechinas, as soisrais zuazu, as contradicting one the other. Ach bepnimius hametzias, but we believe, and only man is capable of this. Really, only a Jew is capable of this. Bepnimius hametzias and bevadai misachtes yachtav. Bevadai, we believe that bevadai in pnimius, even though we can't understand how it's possible, it's beyond the limitations of the human mind to understand this. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is noisei shnei hafachim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is an infinite self, contains these contradictions. And all contradictions are misachdais yachdav. All contradictions join, are reconciled in that oneness, in that absolute oneness of the Echad Yochid Miuchad Baruch Hu. V'ayim ha'kehenyin hu sh'anu mushrashim u'mulchadim ba'or ein saif Baruch Hu. The deeper meaning of this is that Am Yisrael, we as Jews, are mushrashim u'mulchadim. We are rooted in and united with Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, the infinite light of God. El Shor Ein Sof Baruch Hu, Na'al Umaruma Mikol Gvulos Olam Hazeh. But this light, which is the root of our existence, not only is the light of the infinite God, that's who we are as Jews. It's something which is Na'al Umaruma Mikol Gvulos Olam Hazeh. It's above, it's beyond, it transcends all of the boundaries and limitations of this world. Umimela Haderech Shabahu Mezgale Ba'olam. Therefore, this greatest mystery of all can only be misgala in the world by way of contradictions, of steers. I'll give you another example. Whole Indian, just as maybe an example to make this clearer, the whole sugya of geula. The whole inyan of the achris, of the end, which is also beyond our comprehension. Even though we find beautiful descriptions in Tanakh and in Chazal of how there'll be peace in the world, at the Gazei from Keves and all the opposing forces of the world will be at peace with each other and so on. So we talk about them, we hear and we read, but be'emes, it's a stira, we can't understand. We can't understand it. The inyan of Mashiach, the inyan of the end is a side. It's a side, it's a secret, it's a mystery. We could talk about it, but we really can't understand it. So davka, those highest inyanim of the beginning and the end, davka in those inyanim, those are the giluyim of the most exalted mysteries of creation. Davka in those things. The greater the thing, the more the stiras. The greater and more important the matter is, the more baffling are the stiras that surround it. But the oimek ha'inyan is shonu mishroshu mukhadu bar ein soy baruch hu el ashor ein soy baruch hu na'al amur mekol gvulus el amazem imela haderach shabohu mezgala b'inu b'em soz ha'stiris. Therefore, davke, those greatest mysteries, by the time they're made known to us, meaning that those mysteries are revealed to us, they always are revealed in a way that's filled with stiras, filled with contradictions. Shekin yidu shesoid hastira, because it's known that the secret of the stira, of the contradictions, of the paradoxes, hu b'chinas shviras hagvul v'iskarvas l'ein saif. The closer we get to the infinite one, the more stiras there are. The closer we get to that which is beyond our reach, the more frightening are the stiras that hide the infinite one. The closer we get to the secret, the closer we get to the unveiling of the secret, the more intense are the feelings of being caught in something which is beyond understanding. Chazal tell us that everybody knows that the Arba Nichnasu LaParades, that there were four great tzaddikim that entered into the orchard. Meaning they entered into the deepest mysteries. And we know that only Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas B'Sholem V'Yotze B'Sholem. The only Rabbi Kiva entered in peace and left in peace. The other three were destroyed, either spiritually or through death, emotionally destroyed, shattered. Only Rabbi Kiva was Nichnas B'Sholem V'Yotze B'Sholem. And the warning that he gave was that when you come to that place of Avnei Shayesh Tahar, when you reach the highest place that the human mind can reach, in the place that's called the paradise, the orchard, be careful. When you come to that place of Avnei Shayesh Tahar, which in Lukut Amaran, Rabbi Nachman talks about the inyan of Avnei Shayesh, the lashon of Sheyesh, of reality, Tahor. Avnei is the inyan of the and the Bain. When you come to that place of Avnei Shayesh Tahor, Al Taimu Mayim Mayim. Don't say Mayim Mayim, water, water. Meaning that highest place the human mind can ascend to. In that highest, highest place, there seems to be a paradox of Mayim Mayim. Not one, but two. Al Tamu Mayim Mayim. Don't say water, water. Al Tamu Mayim Mayim. So the greatest nisayin is that the higher you ascend, the more intense is the veil, the covering, the confusion that could lead one, God forbid, to that mistake of mayimayim, that ki'ilu, there's not one God, there's two. That there's a father, there's a son, avnei, shai, yistar. To come to that place of absolute oneness, the closer you get to that place of absolute oneness, the greater the confusion, and the more misleading is the reality that one sees. Abach Moshel, we understand that the closer you get to the king, the more guards there are in that place. And it's a simon. It's a simon that the king is not far away. The inyan of the stira is the shattering of the border between this world and the other world, between Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisrael. Viskarvus la'ein saif means entering into the twilight zone of the infinite light of God. Therefore, the stira that we have, that we're talking about today, between Yediya and Bechira, where we see this paradox of God knowing the future and yet man having free choice. Him b'nei she'or ein sayv baruch hu hulamal ulamal mikol cheshbon. It's because the infinite light of God transcends all of these cheshbainas. It's ad al yada ben arham lebach Mordechai. In that highest, highest place of the light, the infinite light of God, there's no inyan of arham and lebach Mordechai. We can't understand that with our minds. That place of ad al yada. L'chein hum esgalu b'shtei b'chin esayses zu azu. Therefore, the Gilui, Davka there, as we rise higher and higher, the Gilui is going to be always in a way of terrible steers, contradictions. We see in our generation, compared to our parents, our grandparents, where not only was life more simple, but it seemed to be very simple to have simple belief in those days. Whereas we get closer to the end, the steers, the contradictions, are coming out at us and are more difficult to contend with. It's a simon that we're getting close to the king. That our generation, our parents' generation, went through the v'nahafaychu of the Holocaust, and that we're supposed to come out from all of that believing in the goodness of Hashem, and Hashem's love for each and every one of us. Which could be that's a bigger stira than the inyan of Yediyah and Bechira. It's a simon that ut, we're going to be with the king, who transcends all of these opposites, who brings together all of opposites, where everything comes back to echad, to that oneness. That our generation has navaydev ad liyada. To try as much as possible to be careful, and to hear Rabbi Kiva saying to us, don't fall into that place of mayimayim. It's very hard. Or Rahman Baruch Mordechai. Everything is one. It's only with Amunah. And through the Ichud, the unification of the two opposites, Yidiyah Bechira and so on, Mefiyah Bechina Shehila Eilam Yishneihem, there appears that which is above, higher than all contradictions, that which transcends all opposites. Haynu She'ichud HaHafochim Na'asei De'Shviras Gvulois Shneihem. The Hafochim, the opposites, unite by way of shattering the borders, the boundaries of the two opposites. So those two opposites no longer contradict, and they rise to the Makar, to the one source and root of all existence. Or Haman and Baruch Mordechai. Udvarim Eilu Amukim. It's very, very, very deep Indian. We're going to be benching Rosh Chodesh, Adar Aleph. But this is the Indian of V'nahafaychu. Himei HaPurim Ha'Eilu. There's no bigger contradiction in the world than Purim. It's a whole yontiv. The very fact that we have such a yontiv that has a Purim cotton and a regular Purim, there's nothing else like that. And this we've spoken about many, many times over the years, that Yom Kippur is like, is only Kippurim, Yom Kippurim. And then Yom Kippur, there's an inyan of Si'ir LaHashem and a Si'ir LaAzazel, which is Yediyah and Bechira, which is Tov and Ra, and Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. The whole inyan of Purim is Stiras. The whole inyan of Purim is Stiras. Yom Kippur is only Kippurim. It has the Si'ir LaHashem, the Si'ir LaAzazel, the Big Day Zohar, the Big Day Lovan, the fressing of Erev Yom Kippur, and the fasting of Yom Kippur. The fact that the end of Tanis Chazal tell us that on Yom Kippur, in Atubav, they were making the Shaduchim, the Bnei Yerushalayim would go out to the fields, and Chalas Mekromim, and so on. The whole Inyan of a Shidduch is taking two opposites and making them into one, and returning to that place of oneness. It's the Inyan of a Shidduch. And that's only Yom Kippur. Purim is deeper. Purim is deeper. On Purim it seems to be a day with a bechlal no inyan of avaida. Everybody's just stomping, drawing around and making noise and carrying on. It's the highest day. It's the whole mitzias of Purim is v'nahafaychu. And this is something we've spoken a lot about over the years. Mikomakom kolma hus hastiris, the bottom of the page, Tavkuf Lamatas. Kolma hus hastiris, the homohus of the stiris, of the contradictions. Kolma hus hastiris matzbiya al goydel milas hater of Yisrael. The very fact that we live, Am Yisrael lives in these spheres, and Hashem is Baruch not only expects us, but demands of us to rise to the occasion, and to be Yom Kippurdik and Purimdik, and to be able to be Ma'aminim in Auschwitz and after Auschwitz. Matzbiya, this itself points Al Gadol Milas Hater of Yisrael. Godel Milas Hater of Yisrael. Shemush Roshim Ve'Ein Seif. That the Sherish of Am Yisrael and the Sherish of the Torah is Be'Ein Seif, is that infinite, infinite oneness of God. Lachen Ein Seif Meifir Ba'ofen Elyon Yosem Ha'ilam Hazeh. And that Ein Seif of Hashem. And anything that's part of the Ein Sof is Mefiya Ba'ofen Elyon Yosem Ha'ilam Hazeh. It appears, it materializes in this world in a way that's mysterious. It's higher than this world. Which our greatest enemies acknowledge. Our greatest enemies acknowledge that we don't, seem to be, that Am Yisrael, that the Jewish people don't seem to be a part of the world. And just to make sure that we're not part of the world, they've tried to eliminate us from the world. And they're right insofar as that truth, that the Metzias of Am Yisrael and the Metzias of Torah is Be'oifen Elyon Yoyisim Olam Hazeh. Yoyisim Olam Hazeh is something which transcends this world. It comes from the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu. And therefore, our existence is itself the greatest mystery. It's filled with contradictions. You and I are filled with contradictions. Ve'ein kli, now on page Tav Kuf Mem, she'yochel l'galoisai, there's no kli of this world that can be megala. There's nothing of this world that could resolve this or explain this, these contradictions. She'kol ha'kelim mugbalim hay, because a kli by definition is something which is mugbal. A kli is mugbal, it's limited. U'lefichach mifia b'kelim rabim. Therefore, the light of Torah, the light of Am Yisrael, and the light of Hashem will appear in this world filled with contradictions and mysteries. Ustirasam mahave b'chinas shviras gvul. And the very paradox, the very contradictions that we're talking, the fact that these contradictions exist. Itself, stirasam mahava b'chinas shviras gvul, is itself a shattering of the kelim, of the gvulim, of the boundaries, of the limitations. And in the Torah, and in the history of Am Yisrael, and in the existence of Am Yisrael, there's a hisnoitesis, there's the sparkling of the Or Ein Sof Baruch Hu, of the infinite life, the infinite light of God. So noshev l'inyoneinu. Let's return to our inyan. Im kein. K'may b'sugyas ha-bechira. Just as in the sugya of bechira, she'ha adam tzarech lochush, she'esh bechira. Right, Hashem Yisbarach is telling us that a person must feel Kilo he has complete and total free choice. Kilo ein yidia. Kilo there is no knowledge above of God to know the future where the outcome has already been determined. And v'yesh yidia. On the other hand, there's yidia. We believe that Hashem knows. Kilo ein bechira. Which would mean that kilo there is no bechira. Kein tzarech ha'adam lochush b'yachas la'asiyasa b'olam hazeh. We have to feel that all there is our bechira. While we believe in Hashem's knowing, we believe in Yidiyas Hashem, we have to feel that there's bechira. Kein tzarech ha'adam lochush b'yachas la'asiyasa b'olam hazeh. We have to feel that the achray is the responsibility for tikkun ha'olam, for repairing and fixing through our mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, our learning and our davening. We have to feel that all of that is mutelas al kseifav, is on our shoulders. That achray is. Kilo ein kevyachol shua. Kilo there is no oath. Or promise that Hashem is also oise and yase, that Hashem does everything and is parel hakol. Umitzad sheini, on the other hand. So in that first way, there's ki'ilu, there's only us. And there's no big daddy standing over us and taking care of everything and moving and directing and so on. It's just us. Umitzad sheini, and on the other hand, tzarech liftoach b'Hashem legamrei. A Jew has to have complete trust and faith in Hashem. She'ein hadavar tolui klal b'maisei adam, and to know that ein hadavar tolui klal b'maisei adam, that what's going to happen does not depend at all on me. It's not about me at all. Elabar yizbarach, it's completely Hashem. This is the contradiction. And yet we can live that way, because the sheresh of who we are is in the Ein Sof Baruch Hu that carries contradictions. All contradictions are unified in the infinite. And only Am Yisrael, who lives with the Torah, is in that place of Or Ein Sof. And when a person lives with this, ki'ilu, there's no shvua, ki'ilu, there's no haftaka, there's no promise. So then he becomes empowered to take responsibility for everything he does in his life. So the Chalban writes that the person has to, on the one hand, hold on to to be dovok to Hashem, ubi tochen molei, and to have complete and total trust in Hashem, and to know that everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is Hashem. It's not me, it's bechlal not me, it's only Hashem. Umitzad sheni, and on the other hand, l'damai is benavshai kilu ein shvua klal, kilu ein haftocha klal. To imagine kilu, it's not, there is no promise, there is no oath, and there's no guarantee for anything. Like there's a yifal b'kol koyach v'oyiz, and only this way will the person move forward in his life with a feeling of responsibility, and he'll be poil b'kol koyach with all of his strength v'oyiz, with all of his koyach, everything he has. Lilis atzel, without becoming lazy or passive. Mitoich taina, by relying upon this taina, Hashem nishba, Hashem already, Hashem's taking care, Hashem swore, Hashem's doing this. As my yesh lachshay, so what's there to be worried about? Ve'av sheshezu kavanas ha-medrash. And this perhaps is the meaning of the medrash. She'omu chacham, she'yakov, Chazal say, she'yakov his yarei, that Yaakov Avinu was afraid. When they she'ein haftach le'tzadikim ve'lamazeh. With the medrash that we learned some time ago, that Yaakov Avinu was afraid because ein haftach letzadikim elamezeh. There is no guarantee for the tzadikim in this world. So what does that mean? There's no haftach. Hashem promised him. So now we understand it's not that there isn't a promise. Hashem did promise Yaakov Avinu. Hashem did promise him. Anochi eyei machat. I didn't say that. Ushmaticha. Hashem promised him. So we already learned that a haftacha l'tayv, when Hashem promises something good, Hashem doesn't retract, Hashem doesn't change. So what does it mean? Ein haftacha l'tzadikim b'lamazeh. What was Yaakov Avinu afraid? Ein haftacha l'tzadikim b'lamazeh. There is a haftacha, and he was told. By Kadosh Baruch Hu himself that there was a haftacha. So what does it mean that he was afraid because ein haftacha le tzadikim b'olam hazeh? That there is no haftacha, there's no guarantee. Hashem guaranteed it himself. And Kadosh Baruch Hu ain't a chayza by haftacha, so Hashem does not go back on that. V'mat tzadik yachshay she'Hashem yachza by haleza chesar nemunah. And if the tzaddik would have such a chash, that there is no promise and that there's no guarantee, that would be a chesaron emunah. That would be a lack of faith. Hashem does not retract. I have tochel atayva. Ella, the teretz is, and there's all the mahalach of the barbanel that we're learning. It's the oimik of their barbanel. Ella had tzaddik. The teretz is that tzaddik is misnahal ba'ilam, that the tzaddik conducts himself in the world ki'ilu ein haftacha. Ki'ilu there's no haftacha. Ein haftacha le tzaddikim b'olam hazeh. There's no need of haftacha. That's not your business. Your business is to do or not to do. There's no haftacha le tzaddikim b'olam hazeh. is only in such a way will the person be poyel, will he conduct himself and do what he has to do b'chol meretz v'oyz, with all of his strength and all of his courage, with everything he's got, and to stay away and not to feel that he's doomed or there's some fate that he's destined to fall into something, God forbid, bad, and he has no ability to climb out of that or to avoid it. To make his effort, here in this world, in our lives, not to be weakened by that information, by that idea, that don't worry, Daddy's here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, which Hashem Isaakol, that Hashem does everything. That we shouldn't be weakened by that knowledge. For mamish kamaya bechira. Shetzorach adam lufal bebechira. It's mamish like the sugi of bechira, that's the sugi of bechira that we're just learning. Shetzorach adam lufal bebechira chavshis, that a person has to conduct himself in a way where as far as he's concerned, there's complete and total bechira chavshis. This is really what the Rambam says. Is complete bechira chavshis, complete bechira. Kilo ein yidia klal. Kilo, there is no yidia at all above of how this is going to turn out. As far as I'm concerned, mitzideinu, mitzidi, there's one thing, there's bechira. At the same time, I have to have bitachin in Hashem. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everything is Hashem. How could such a thing be possible? It's such a steer, it's such a blaring, obvious steer. The Teretz is that the life of a Jew and the life of Am Yisrael and the Amunah that we have breaks through all of those boundaries of the steers and binds us to the infinite light of God. The infinite light of God that transcends all of these steers, that transcends and that's higher than all of the contradictions, in whom all that is opposite joined, fused together into the magnificent oneness of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's the meaning of Purim, that's the meaning of Yom Kippur. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Everything is returns to that place of Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. With this we'll be able to understand the trademark of the tzaddik, which is the midah of anavus, of anava, of anivus, of humility. And Bez Hashem, with that will continue, hopefully in person. With God's help, we shall all be well, and it should be in Yerushalayim. If not, I guess downtown. Mitzvah Hashem next week. Kol tov.